alternative care. And my first question is, do you undertake measures to strengthen the system of family support to prevent abuse, neglect, and abandonment? So in other words, what are the preventive mechanisms in this regard? Also, what is the status, current status quo for deinstitutionalization process? First of all, whether you have adopted comprehensive deinstitutionalization strategy with the view to abolish temporary placement in institutions and conduct periodic reviews of placement. It is an issue in many countries that the children are separated from their biological families because of poverty, which is not definitely in line with the convention. I would like to ask you to clarify a little bit about how does the legislation, but also the practice, look like in this direction in Turkmenistan, whether you consider the separation from family comprehensively, and whether you have the practice to take children from the families only on the basis of this family lives in poverty. Are there sufficient family-based and community-based alternative care services for children without parental care insured? And it concerns foster care and adoption as well. It would be great if you could shed a light on the topics like accumulating budget for such services, training of foster and adoption families, monitoring on services, etc. To say in other words, how you have this system working. Are there any safeguards and clear criteria taking into consideration best interests of the child for determining whether a child should be placed in alternative care? And are there any unified obligatory standards in place for all alternative care settings for monitoring, reporting, and remedies for children in these care settings? And are there any child-friendly and confidential mechanisms for children in alternative care, including for children victims of violence? You have a little bit discussed the issue of the violence, etc., but I'm asking specifically in alternative care services. And if you have these mechanisms in place, please clarify how often children use these mechanisms. A specific case for many post-Soviet countries, including my country, Georgia, the children left without parental care due to labor migration, who are very vulnerable and need special attention from the state party. Do you have any mechanism for early identification of such cases and subsequent support services for those children? My next question is whether the state party conduct capacity building trainings for professionals working and with and for children to raise awareness of these professionals on alternative care services, but also rights of the children in this regard. Adoption issues. Do you have centralized system for the registration of adoptions in order to provide disaggregated data and the adoption process in line with the convention and other international standards? And my last question is, how effective is the legislation, particularly Article 122 of the Family Code and Article 156 of the Criminal Code, so that the adoptive children know about their biological parents? And sorry, I have one additional question regarding the 1993 Hague Convention number 33 on protection of children and cooperation in respect of inter-country adoption, and whether you have plans to ratify this convention. This is all from my side, and thank you very much in advance.
I said to Sidika.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'd like to add my voice to the other delegates to welcome the